Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
James, Big Dummy, 206-803.
Right? At one point, I told her, I said, I like the cut of your jib.
Texas Ted came back out.
He wasn't texting.
Look out.
Old Tex.
Tex Ted.
Give me 10 minutes. I'll be the spirit in that St. Louis.
Yeah.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Pinchy.
Hola.
Tony, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tony, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. It's Halloween. You're going to dress as one. Are you taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I think Robin's the least doofusy of the group.
What?
That's right, saying then. Something.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess he is. That's weird.
I don't want to hang out with all these doofuses.
Jar Jar Binks, Christ almighty, come on, man.
Why am I in the same lineup? There's a candy bar over here.
I think the candy bar is his next best bet.
He looks like a recycling pile.
Meanwhile, Barney's just staring at him from the corner. Ooh, I love you. And your briefs.
Holy tantric sex, Batman.
He was a gigolo. I don't know I was into that. All right, Tony, here's your question. What is the most common blood type? And do not say red. Red?
I would say human, but I know that's not right. So AB positive.
AB positive. So close. Oh. O positive. Oh.
And it's UB positive.
IB positive. Okay.
I'm right. Sorry, do you know your blood type? Yeah, I'd be positive.
Yeah. Nice. I like that.
And that's when the doctors are cool. Like, you know, we're going to test it again.
What if I be negative?
I be negative. No, you be negative.
You be 40.
You, sir, your blood work's not great, but it's I be positive.
Yeah.
You'd say positive, but we really got to cut down on some stuff.
Right. A lot of stuff.
Right. It's the only reason why I know my blood type.
Why is that?
I am B positive.
Are you B? Oh, really?
B positive.
Well, you are a pretty positive person.
I believe.
I'm O negative, and that works.
Oh, negative.
Oh, negative. I don't even think they gave me my blood type. They were just commenting on my disposition.
Oh.
All right.
While he's a kid at heart, he is negative.
A very negative kid at heart. All right, Tony, your question. What do the letters TNT stand for?
Dynamite.
Yes, exactly.
What was that?
He said CMT.
TNT. Like the AC/DC song.
Oh, yeah. It's a chemical equation. Tetra. I don't know.
Nitrate, maybe?
Trinitrotoluene.
Never would have got that in a million years.
That's what they say. TNT. Because you know the guy said it 15 times. Wait, say that again. It's called TNT.
We've got four sticks of trinitrotoluene.
Well, I don't know what that is.
You know, the blowy up stuff.
That's like dynamite, but it's not. And no one I've met actually knows the difference.
Is chocolate spelled wrong on your sheet, Mouse?
No.
Why, are you getting corrected?
You're getting corrected.
Somebody C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E. Isn't that chocolate?
C-O. Damn it.
What?
I wish I could see your Hershey bar.
Did you go chocolate?
Yeah.
It's not chocolate.
You did spell it wrong on your costume.
Chocolate. The Hershey chocolate bar.
That answers the question. We don't need a picture.
No, you're probably right. I probably did spell it
That's why they were looking at your contest.
But I know how you did it, because you spelled it out. You went chocolate.
And a teacher can't call you out because they're responsible for that.
I didn't teach them.
Chocolate. No, I failed. I failed.
There was one that your East Coast showed, Ted, that there was I forget what all the pill was, but the word was laundry, and you spelled it L-A-R-N-D-R-Y.
That's Maryland. Laundry.
Yeah, laundry.
But, brother, if you go to Maryland, that is how it's pronounced.
Well, sometimes people on social media think they're so... It's like, look, I didn't know. So it's like, now you're getting me. I'm trying to... Be positive.
Being positive, exactly. Everybody. All right, Tony, your question. The Houston Comets won the first ever championship. Man, my handwriting went a little south there. I'm like, what? The Houston Comets won the first ever championship title in what league?
Not a clue.
WNBA?
WNBA. That's what I
was
said.
Thinking ABA.
Was no, it, my handwriting went a little. Like,
was it the wrong vowel?
Yeah. It's like, let me stop myself before I say that out loud.
Question four.
Did you see Adam Sandler was hooping with the Storm and Jamal Crawford in town the other night?
No.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Bam. All right, your question. In the Old Testament, who wore their hair in seven braids? Think about someone whose hair has ever mattered, mythologically speaking.
Samson.
There you go.
Yeah. Why was Samson's hair mentioned in the Bible?
Because that's what gave him strength.
Yeah. Right, and when they cut it, he got weak. He lost his strength.
So he got his hair cut, and then he turned into a wimp?
Because of a woman.
Basically.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Let that be a life
There's
lesson.
There's a lot of stories in the Bible where we blame the women.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Mm. Original sin. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Eve.
Thanks, ladies.
Had to get an apple.
Yeah.
Well, I got vitamin C supplements right here.
I'm ribless.
The snake said to eat it.
I was fine with the peaches over here.
I know.
But you got to do one more? Apple. Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
But there was one rule. Don't eat the apple.
Don't touch it.
But Sam Kennison pointed out, he goes, but it's a setup. Hey, you can do anything you want. All right, this is the Garden of Eden. Just don't eat that.
It's like delicious.
Any parent knows that the first thing they're going to do when you're not looking is eat that.
Don't look down.
Right. That's the first thing you do. Hello.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan, welcome to the men's room.
Hey, liquor and horse.
Evan, are you sober or not sober?
I've been off work for about 5 hours. Not sober.
All right, good for you.
Good boy.
Get it done. All right, Justice, one for Halloween. You're taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
Chocolate.
You know, randomly, I think I'm going to go with Barney. I don't know why. Childhood memories, I guess.
I think Barney gives you your best shot.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, because once you take off the costume, you might not be with that picture or what that person was hoping to find.
Mm-hmm.
You're all sweaty and ugly.
Definitely not.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, 30, 40-somethings that grew up on Barney.
Sure, sure.
You know.
I mean, I get what you're
before
saying.
Before we get into the question real quick, I want to say... congratulations on the 20th anniversary. The party was so great. I was there with you guys. I met Steve.
Lucky you.
So everything was great. That was an awesome party.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate I'm glad you had a good time,
thanks
dude.
For being there.
It was like 800 people deep is what I heard at the very end of it.
Oh, wild. Man, that Soundgarden tribute band was so great.
I actually got a text from one of his friends last night.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, I heard you talk about my boy Kevin. So she recorded that part on her phone real quick, played it for him later, and he said it made his day.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you earned that.
Well, he made our day.
Crushes it, man. Yeah.
He earned it.
As soon as they were done, I pulled him aside, too, and was like, dude, you are great.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. He's so good. All right.
Yeah, I wish I had more time to spend with you guys, but let's get to the question.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know
exactly
what? Right, let's get to that damn question.
Keep drinking, man.
Evan understands how it's done.
He wants to get back to his beer.
Yeah. All right, your question. What major city is located in both Europe and Asia? And, Ted, I know you know the answer.
Yep.
Oh, Europe and Asia. Yep.
I'll give you a hint. It's both in Europe and Asia.
And if I go, I'm coming back with hair.
Yeah, great hint. Europe and Asia. God damn it. I'm going to go with Tokyo. Let's screw up this first one on purpose.
Tokyo, completely in Asia. Yep. However, in this case, Mike, you have any guesses?
No.
Is it Istanbul or something?
Istanbul, yeah. Turkey. Is it?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
My brain wouldn't let go of Vatican City because that's the only one that has another weird ism there that it's
completely
confined by one, but my brain wouldn't let it go, so I couldn't think of anything.
You know,
else.
I'm going to go to Safeway tonight and be like, hey, man, I just want to get a head start on Thanksgiving. Do you guys have an Istanbul turkey? Just to see if they're willing to explain, like, sir, you are very stupid, and we don't. I'm looking for an Istanbul turkey. I keep reading about it.
Yeah. And some chocolate.
And some chocolate for my boy here.
Chocolate. Where's your chocolate section?
All right, your question. How many fighters knocked out Muhammad Ali in a heavyweight title fight?
Oh, man, that's a question I should know. I think it's 2.
3-0.
Oh,
zero.
God,
oh really?
0. And the heavyweight
title. So you're saying he's been knocked
title.
Down. He hasn't been knocked out.
Oh, 0.
Yeah, wow. He's been knocked out before, I believe. Not all, but not in a heavyweight title fight.
Man, okay. I'm too tired. When you said fighters, I thought you meant like fighter pilots.
Oh, my God.
And then he said knocked out Muhammad Ali. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
One of the Tuskegee Airmen. I had no idea.
That guy could do everything.
I mean, damn. Boxing a fly.
He just waited for him to come in.
Yeah, he punched him out of the sky.
Come on.
All right, go home.
All right, your question. What country is the Mekong Delta located in?
China?
Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam.
Well, I was trying to make a V.
How did you do that?
No, you do those two?
I'm too quick on that one.
All right, you go middle?
Quick question.
Fingers? You don't
Evan,
go like this?
Take your hand and form a letter V and tell us what fingers you're using to make the letter V.
Wait, what did you say?
Make a letter V with your fingers. Finger. What and fingers just tell us what two fingers you use to make the letter V.
Well, I mean, I do the Star Trek thing.
Okay.
Oh, you actually did. Okay.
Right, so I started with that, but then I didn't want it to be a Star Trek thing.
How did you even get that to
happen? So I put those down.
How can you do that?
Ted uses his middle finger and ring finger to make the V. I thought, like, I don't know, you were cramping up or something.
I've never even done that before.
Did you expect me to do the opposite?
I don't even think my hand has ever made that.
No.
Ever.
Not on purpose.
No.
I've gotten, like, a hand cramp and it's done that, but I've never volunteered to do that.
You said make a V, not a W. The W would be the other way.
It's weird, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right, your question. What rock star and racist is nicknamed Slow Hand?
Wait, what?
What rock star? What rock star is nicknamed Slow Hand? He also happens to be a devout racist.
What popularity range are we ranking in here?
Classic rock, yeah. Solo guitarist. Well, I used to be in a couple of the bands, Derek and the Dominoes, maybe Cream, you've heard of.
Okay, I'm right.
Oh, now you just threw me off. I thought I had a guess.
Old school guy, still around.
Yeah, old school.
Harry loves
Mick
cocaine?
Jagger? I don't know who you talking
about. That's
not
about. A bad guess.
I guess Clapton. That was my guess. I already screwed myself up right there by saying that.
Eric Clapton.
No, really?
Yeah. When he took care of himself, he went real nice and slow.
Slow, yeah. All right, your question. At what college was Gatorade invented in 1965?
It's in the name.
Oh, it was in Florida. I don't know what college. I mean, they went by the Gators, which is why it was the Gatorade.
I'm going to give you that. Yeah. Yep, University of...
Oh, you're going to give me that.
Yeah. Right, cool. Florida. If you know that.
That's it. Head chef coming up. We're going to take some candy with the worst in Halloween candies on the way at 4:30. And we got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.